RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Lions lose on Christmas Day. I hope it didn't ruin your Christmas. It didn't ruin mine. I mean, it kind of jolted things. We hit pause on the game, had dinner. Dinner was spectacular, by the way, if I must say so. I made a beef tenderloin, and Kang, I am telling you, it was cooked to perfection.
Well, I got to ask the people that ate it, not just the person who made it.
I understand. I will tell you what my mother said to me last night. She said it was the best beef tenderloin she's ever had. I think my brother was very happy with it. My nephew said I do a great job with it. And then there were some...
What, does everyone like it cooked, prepared the same way?
No. No, which... So, you know, I have a problem with math, right? The math and I, we don't get along too well. So I go into it in my head thinking I need a certain amount for the beef tenderloin. Like, do I need a 6 pound or a 7 pound, 8 pound? What do I need? What do I need to go into it? Because math is bad for me. And I started thinking that there are 12 ounces in a pound instead of 16 ounces in a pound. So when the guy at the butcher shop is telling me that he's like, yeah, well, we got this one that's already trimmed. It just needs to be tied, but it says 6 pound. I'm like, it's not enough. You know, I'm thinking to myself, I've got 8 people showing up. I need more than that. So I ended up getting the 6 pound beef tenderloin, and then I got 3 fillets to go with it. Because there are 3 people that want it cooked much differently than the rest of us would. So that was actually the way to go. But that was a lot of meat for the 8 of us. And there were tons of leftovers, which I'm not complaining about because the leftovers are fantastic. I made a couple of sliders the last couple of days with some brioche buns. God, those are great. But it was, math was a problem with me because the 6 pound would have been plenty. And I could have just simply cut it into 2 pieces, a much smaller piece, and done that one well done like the ladies wanted it done. Not my mom, though. My mom's a trooper. She likes it medium rare.
There you go, Mom.
Yeah. So it was really good. My brother made these cheesy potatoes, which are delicious. We had some roasted vegetables. It was all great. Dessert was nice. Lots of cookies. It was good. And yours was hijacked because of illness.
Yeah, we didn't do any of that, Gator. My mother-in-law, we're going to in-laws on Christmas Eve. Usually it's like a full spread of like, it's a potluck. We order a sushi tray. There's, you know, going to be ham and all the sides and whatnot. And the next day, my mom had already put the menu together, of course, because she had been planning this for weeks. It was prime rib, salmon.
Oh, boy.
Ham as well.
Wow.
But family stayed home. And they got like ramen noodles or something.
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. Something warm. I don't know. Sucked.
Broth. We had broth. Let's go back to the phones. 248-539-9797. Peyton is in Chesterfield. Peyton, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
All right, Peyton.
I'm just sitting here eating the world's thickest chicken salad sandwich, thinking about the Lions. I'm utterly disappointed this year. How could we go from the NFC Championship against the 49ers, lose that game, lose against the Commanders last year, and just throw up this utter joke of a season? And honestly, I don't know why our fans are hating on previous players from the Lions. I want Ben Johnson and the Bears to succeed. I'd like to see that out of them. They're just the Lions from Chicago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's tough to accept. I don't want, because it happened so quickly for the Bears. I mean, their first year, they made some very savvy moves over the last couple of years, both in the draft and free agent wise and trade wise. They've really built that roster. It's a quality roster that they have. But Peyton, you understand what happened with this team this year, with the offensive line in particular. That's going to torpedo the chances of the offense being special the way that the injuries just mounted in the Frank Ragnow retirement before the season begins. I mean, you understand why this season is where it's at.
Oh, yeah, I completely understand it. It's just things are not going the way that I like to see them go. And no. It's just injuries are another big part of that. Don't get me wrong. It's just I'm not seeing the Lions that I saw against in the past couple of years. We've had injuries before, and we've gone through them, and we were a highly ranked team, and now we're just a joke in the NFC North.
Well, it's not a joke, but and thanks for the call. I appreciate that. But they're certainly not what they were. And I think if you just – all you have to do is look at the offensive line. You know, the team that got to the NFC Championship game, the team won 15 games last year, that team had Frank Ragnow at center, and you had your bookend tackles, and you had guards that played the majority of those games, the vast majority of those games. This year, you had no Frank Ragnow. You had Taylor Decker banged up all season long, missing a couple games along the way. And you had a rotation at your guard spot. And the one guy's played every game, basically, at right guard in Tate Ratledge. He's a rookie. And Christian Mahogany, the other guard, he's effectively a rookie because he didn't play much at all last year in his rookie season. And then you got Graham Glasgow playing at center. Totally different look. It was a totally different look. And then when injuries start to mount, it changes everything. And the more I say it, the more it sounds like an excuse, but it's not. It's just the way that I can explain what happened. Now, looking at other teams that deal with injuries, because every team has to deal with injuries, other teams handle it better. Why? Why did they handle it better? I think because they didn't have to go to their third deep at that position like the Lions have had to do. Like, if they lose a starter, it's bad. And the Lions lost starters. But then the Lions would lose the backup. And then they would lose the backup to the backup. That's a difference. That's a whole different ballgame. You know, going with your, they're working with their third and fourth string and fifth string tight ends. Look at what they've done at center. You start with Glasgow, then you went to Tristan Colon, and then you finish with Kingsley Ekubon. Looking at left tackle. Yeah, Dan Skipper had to play the last game at left tackle. And that's not ideal for this team when they had all these other options that got hurt in the preseason or got hurt early in the season and didn't play it down this year. And let alone what's happened in the secondary, which is absolutely incredible to see how they've tried to piece it together. Yeah, they had the Legion of Whom that reared their head for one game, and they looked great in that one game. And then, okay, done being the Legion of Whom because they revert to being what they were, which were a bunch of backups playing and playing admirably, playing their hearts out, but not good enough.
Yeah, but in the end, they weren't starters for a reason. And yes. How long could you hold? You know, you couldn't.
Exactly.
And I keep going back to it, but the loss of Sam Laporta and Brock Wright were even bigger for this team who already had offensive line issues. They rely so much on their tight ends from the receiving aspect, from the blocking aspect. They were never able to set the edge and go outside again. Obviously, they couldn't run up the middle. And maybe, you know, it's something, it was just too much for them, but you would think like, hey, they got to call up plays or schemes that these guys can execute, right? Because there's just too many times there's missed assignments and just not executing the play.
No, they haven't had a running game in weeks, and it's just, it is what it is. And the end of the season comes in 6 days.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
AC, you're next up on 97.1.
Hey, I want to take you guys off of Bluetooth. My question is for King. King, I know every year you do a bet going to Vegas and do a dollar bet that the Lions will make it to the Super Bowl. Well, I go to Vegas for New Year's, and I wanted to see if I could do the dollar bet. I wanted to ask you, is it too early, you think? Is it too early to do that bet? And how much is the payout, you think?
Oh, you want to do the Lions for 2026?
Yes, yes. I think if we do the fourth place schedule, if we have the fourth place schedule, I think it'd be a great bet, you know? So maybe if I can do it this early, I'll get better odds. I wanted to ask you guys that question.
I can't imagine it's going to be too crazy. I mean, because it's still I think it's still a team that's got a lot of talent. What would you think, King? Something like 20 to 1?
Yeah, 20 to 1 seems about right or perfect, Gator, honestly, right around there right now. But it might be your best value, because he's looking for value, because it might, after the draft and offseason, they might get better, and so that's going to come down. But yeah, right now, I'm not sure who's got futures already, but I think right now would be your best value. You're right about that.
Might have to wait till after the season before they throw up those odds for the next season.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay. Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call. But the other question, and real quickly, King, when you go to Vegas, you also place a bet on somebody else for value.
Yeah, I do my long shot. It's usually 40 to 1 or worse. Remember the year I took the Bears, or 2 years ago? Damn it, too soon.
Did you take one this year?
Yeah, but I remember it was Ryan Williams to win the Heisman, because I didn't like anyone in the NFL.
That's right.
I told Doug to vote for Ryan Williams.
More to come, 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.